Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
With the Texas Derby this weekend, by the way, get your tickets at houstondynamo.com. But with the Texas Derby this weekend, this is very interesting what's going on in Liga MX, because Oscar Perea, who used to be the coach of FC Dallas, is now the coach at Tijuana. Believe it or not, he was winless in his first 6 games in Liga MX. He now has them on the brink of getting into the playoffs. He's got a final game. He's got a 1-point lead over Puebla. They are at home, Tijuana, to Puebla. A win or a draw, they will get into the playoffs. Yesterday, I caught up with Tijuana manager Oscar Pareja. The first obvious question, Oscar, is what are kind of some of the differences between managing in Major League Soccer, which you did so successfully, and now managing in Liga MX?
Well, first, Glenn, let me thank you for the opportunity to be part of your show again. And yeah, probably that's the question that I have been asked the most since I'm here. What are the differences? And, well, people are curious about the competition in America and obviously here in the Liga MX. I would say shortly that the cultural part has a big influence on the leagues and the way he's seen and the way he's played. And I just reconfirm that the theory of the way you live is the way you play this game. It has a lot of teeth. So I'm going to say in America, the structure is very relevant, very important. The way it's being ruled as well, the league and Major League Soccer, with all the rules that have been implanted, obviously, just to make it a sustainable league, make a big difference. The dynamic and I'm gonna say probably the physicality of the game in Major League Soccer is a bit more, even though the technique, which is something that has been compared a lot during the years, let's say Major League Soccer is doing a great job on that part, on not just developing more technical players, but also just bringing them into the league. With Liga MX, I think the passion and the interaction that the people, the media, and the legacy of the clubs and the history of the game here, the popularity, it makes a big difference as well. And not just with all the leagues, not Major League Soccer, but many other leagues. It's a league that generates a lot of passion, which is something that in Major League Soccer we're growing to. But here I felt that, Glenn, it probably those aspects are the most, or the ones that I would like to highlight.
Oscar, how challenging has it been from you from a standpoint of judgment? Because, look, every coach gets judged. You obviously were very successful in Major League Soccer. You come down to Tijuana. You have a rough start. You're winless in your first 6. You've turned this thing around amazingly, and we'll get into kind of where you are positionally heading into the final game. But was it tough being judged? I know you knew you would be judged, but was there a lot of pressure from the beginning not getting the results, and could you feel it?
It is. There is a lot of confidence, though, and a lot of support that I have received here with the ownership and technical direction. And they have proved a lot that they have a good project and they trust us. But obviously, there is a difference on the pressure that we all receive here from the media and the people. It's normal, because the dynamic of the league is different And the tendency of the results are probably higher. But as I say, I have found great people. I have found as well a great fan base, and they had support idea, and despite of the rough start, and then support has been there all the time, and we have been able just to make the work done so far, and we are very optimistic. We still had a good end as well.
Oscar Pareja joining us. He is the manager of Tijuana in Liga MX. Formerly, we all know him from FC Dallas and his great work in Major League Soccer, not only as a manager, but as a player. 8 wins, a draw, and 7 losses after being winless in your first 6. So you guys have positioned yourself. You are currently in 8th place to get into the Mexican League playoffs. You got a huge game with Puebla this coming weekend, who's a point behind you on 24. And you will be at home in this final game. I mean, this is an incredibly exciting way to end the season.
Right, yeah. So you gave us the opportunity to qualify for the Liguilla, which is a major objective here. We have been in a position through the season where just the beginning we went out and then suddenly as well on the a week ago, we were in the 9th place, but the team has been growing a lot, and we have in front of us the possibility to qualify, and obviously it's a challenge, but we're glad just to have the opportunity to close it here at home.
Oscar Pareja joining us. Tell me about Tijuana as a soccer city and the passion that flows through there, because, you know, I've watched a lot of games. The images are pretty incredible. It's very obviously, it's a border town to San Diego. There's an interesting dynamic. Talk a little bit about the city of Tijuana and the support you get.
Right, very distinct to many cities, soccer cities or countries, I would say. Just the proximity to the border and the proximity to the United States, and it just make the fan base very diverse. You can see in a Tijuana game a lot of American people who come and support a team and come and have a good time on the stadium. But also the team have kept the history, the people, the traditions of the Mexican population too. So I think the diversity of the population that comes to the stadium is the thing that has surprised me the most. And it just showed a team that kind of shared those two cultural parts. Glenn has been great just to see that. And somehow I am a kind of like that since I've been in the United States for 22 years and now is coming back to Latin America. And it's... you just kind of live in the middle of the cultural parts, and that's awesome.
And by the way, Tijuana is ahead of teams like Puebla, Toluca, Lobos, Santos, Chivas, Unam Pumas, Atlas, Morelia, Querétaro, and Veracruz. So, you know, 8th place out of a full Mexican league. This is not an easy place to get to in an incredibly competitive league. So, interestingly enough, Oscar, we have the Texas Derby between FC Dallas, your former team, and the Houston Dynamo this weekend. So we have the big Texas Derby here. And, you know, when I think of emotional games like this and big games like this one you will be in with Tijuana and Puebla, what's most important for a manager to do with the team during the week in preparation for one game that so much rides on?
Right, yeah. I say, Glenn, that once you are in this job, you accept that your days are not the same. Since the competitiveness is there, every single one, despite of the importance of the games or the stage of the season, I have to be very honest with you, and I don't remember during my coaching days, a day where I make a difference just because I have in front of me a different game. You know, just trying to try to collect points, try to get wins for the club, or try to give them a good preparation to the players. Make sure that the practice are well set. Make sure that you are aware of what you're doing in terms to that preparation. And then obviously at the end of the week, you get immersed into the importance of the games or emotional games like this one, the Clásico in Texas, for example, or the one that we're going to have here. So, Glenn, it's a very competitive week. And your head is flying all over and trying to get the job done all the time and trying to do the right decisions. And sometimes it's tiring, but you know that this is the job that we love and the passion, and translate it to the players probably the first objective too.
Well, Oscar, you do it so well. I can assure you that I'm going to watch the Tijuana Puebla match this weekend. I've followed a lot of your games this year because I'm a big fan of yours as well. But I know there's a lot of people in the United States, they want Oscar Pareja to do well in Liga MX and representing his past in Major League Soccer. So best of luck against Puebla this weekend. Thank you so much, as always, for being so gracious with your time and coming on the show.
No, thank you, Glenn. Thanks for the company in this process, too. Thanks for being aware of what we're doing here, and to you people, your listeners, and the Major League Soccer people also. You know how grateful I am with the opportunity to coach there and be part of the Major League Soccer for many years. I will be always following the league also, and thank you for supporting us here.
Always, Oscar.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.